During President Barack Obama's first term, his administration worked to improve relations with Russia by establishing a reset policy with Moscow, a relationship strained by Russian military action in neighboring Georgia in 2008. University of Chicago political science professor Stanislav Marcus says President Obama's reset policy showed initial signs of progress.
Given that thaw as a background, I think there were hopes in the administration that the relations with Russia could get back on a more positive track.
But Marcus says much of that thaw froze again in 2012, when Russian President Vladimir Putin returned to power. Any progress to improve relations, he says, evaporated with the Russian annexation of Crimea.
But I think it did catch many people in the administration by surprise, given, of course, the reset policy that Obama tried to promote.
As Russia consolidated its hold on Crimea, the Obama administration's reset policy was roundly criticized by opposition Republican lawmakers, such as Senator John McCain, who called President Obama's previous approach towards Russia naive. It is criticism familiar to former U.S. President Jimmy Carter, who was faced with similar challenges when the Soviet Union invaded Afghanistan in 1979.
So I withdrew my ambassador. I broke diplomatic relations with the Soviet Union. I declared a grain embargo against them. I supported the Congress and the Olympic Committee in withholding our contestants from the 1980 Olympics, which is a big blow to them.
But much has changed in the 35 years since the Soviets invaded Afghanistan. With the end of the Cold War and increased economic ties between Russia and the rest of the world, Mr. Carter concedes the options before President Obama to counter Russian aggression in Crimea today are much more limited.
Threatened embargo or even threatened military action, in my opinion, would not have deterred Putin from doing that.
Crippling the economy by, say, imposing certain embargoes on Russian energy, that would have an impact on the Russian people, which automatically would be interpreted in Russia as actually confirming what Putin has been saying all along, that a lot of people in the West have not left the past behind, have not left the Cold War behind. They want Russia to be on its knees.
As Ukraine prepares for a presidential election May 25th, Mr. Carter says he believes President Putin will bolster efforts to influence those living geographically and ideologically close to Russia, but doubts he plans further military action in Ukraine.
But the United States ought to be very forceful, along with our allies, in telling Putin, if you do that, there will be very serious consequences, much more serious than anything we've done so far.
U.S. military commanders in Europe estimate an additional 40,000 Russian troops are massed along the Ukrainian border. While President Carter threatened to use U.S. military force as a way to contain Soviet ambitions beyond Afghanistan in 1979, President Obama has said there is no military solution to the deepening crisis in Ukraine. Kane Faribault, VOA News, Chicago.